This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Tuesday, news listeners. Time for your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It is October 5th, 2021. Got the best technology news that's been going on the past 24 hours and is coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, okay. Take a deep breath. It's back. Yes, Facebook is back. Instagram is back. WhatsApp is back. Messenger's back. And those of you that really care, Oculus is back too. Yes, the biggest news story in the last 24 hours has got to be Facebook going, it was down for over 6 hours. And all of Facebook properties went right along with it. Strangely enough, though, this downtime with Facebook and its properties is all whistling around that whistleblower allegations right now. Particularly the research data suggesting Instagram is harmful to teens. Pure coincidence? I don't know. What we do know is this is the worst outage for Facebook since 2019. And as far as Facebook's explanation regarding it, it was due to a configuration issue. And they don't believe any user data was impacted. That's a bit odd to say, but we'll have to take it. Chances are Facebook won't tell us the truth anyways. Looks like October 15th is the day for Apple Watch Series 7. However, though, pre-orders are actually going to be starting this coming Friday. We all know Apple unveiled the Watch Series 7 at the event last month and said it would be available later this fall. Kind of is a bit of a surprise that it's this soon, but hey, if you're a watch lover, you'll take it, right? And speaking of Apple Watch lovers, a lot have been anticipating this one, probably because of that display that goes vertically from edge to edge of the case and more rounded corners. But of course, those rounded corners come at a price. When you do pre-order coming this Friday, get ready to shell out $399. People on Android, you'll be happy to hear, at least if you have Netflix and enjoy it. Remember that play feature, as in with play something? The one that was available just on TV devices? Basically better known as shuffle play. Well, it's now coming to Android users. Something that Netflix actually promised back in April that it would be coming to mobile devices. Well, it's finally arrived. That shuffle play functionality will start rolling out to Android users around the world. Well, it should be doing it right about now. Now, these are definitely for people out there that just don't know what the hell to watch anymore. So instead of having to scroll and scroll and scroll, Netflix is going to suggest. Of course, Netflix is hoping that this Play Something feature will take a little stress out of its customers of finding what they exactly want to watch. Now, I'm sure a lot of you out there that are on iOS thinking, okay, I also love this feature. When am I getting it? It will be hitting iOS sometime in the coming months. Yes, months, so we don't even know if it's going to be this year or not. Finally, William Shatner is about to go to space. How fitting. Yes, aka Captain Kirk is going to be climbing aboard the Blue Origin. Now, no, of course, he won't be climbing aboard the USS Enterprise. We haven't made it that far yet. But it will be aboard the company's new Shepard rocket. Not only that, Mr. Shatner, he'll be the oldest person ever to go to space. I couldn't actually believe it when I read that the guy's 90 years old. Now, Mr. Shatner ain't going to have to wait too long to climb aboard the new Shepard rocket. It's actually scheduled for launch on October 12th. And of course, we'll be launching from the Blue Origin's launch facility in West Texas. We're also promising, yes, it will definitely be captured on video. Apparently, it's being filmed for some type of documentary. One thing's for sure, it'll look a lot more interesting than Bezos' journey was. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Don't forget, we still need your support for the news show. Even though we are continuing because of all of your kind generosity and donations out there, we have to keep the ship moving. So if you haven't already, please head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. There you can sign up for your monthly donation to keep the news show alive. Check us out, too, of course, on our social networks for the British Tech Network. That's at Facebook and British Tech at Twitter. And come by our Slack room with our BTN community today and join in the fun. Just go to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.